from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Sea levels are expected to rise significantly by mid-century, causing big problems around San Francisco Bay. And a measure on the June ballot is designed to tackle that. Measure AA would create a new property tax in the nine Bay Area counties to restore tidal marshes and boost flood protection. The tax would be the same for both low-income families and for tech companies located right on the shoreline, like Google and Facebook. And that's causing some controversy, as KQED science reporter Lauren Summer explains.
One of the perks of working at Facebook's headquarters in Menlo Park, the campus is surrounded by water on two sides.
See, you get the beautiful view of the bay.
Facebook's public policy manager, Juan Salazar, is showing me that view from the roof of the company's newest building. It's a green roof, by the way, covered in native trees and grasses.
On a good day, you can actually see Oakland from here.
But that perk is becoming a liability for Facebook and half a dozen other tech giants here on the shore. By mid-century, scientists say sea level could rise more than a foot and up to 5 feet by the end of the century, depending on how climate change plays out. Salazar says Facebook is already planning for that.
The building that you're sitting in right now, we were built above a floodplain.
But Salazar says there's more to be done, both to protect businesses and roads and freeways around here. Mike Milkey of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group agrees.
There's been parts of 101 and other roads that have been underwater in the recent past, and that's only a small taste of what's to come.
According to one study, $62 billion of property around San Francisco Bay is at risk. Milkey says Measure AA would raise money to protect it.
It would institute a modest $12 a year or $1 a month parcel tax,
raising about $500 million over 20 years. The money would help build up the bay's defense against sea level rise by restoring marshes.
The marshes are a great buffer because the plants in the wetlands slow down the wave action and reduce the flooding.
David Lewis is executive director of the nonprofit Save the Bay, and we're walking through low-lying plants on the Richmond shoreline.
So this is pickleweed. Actually makes a delicious salad. Yep. Want to taste it?
It is really salty. Wow.
It's pretty salty. It grows all around the edge of the bay.
Tidal marshes like this one act like sponges, absorbing surges from big waves and floods, Lewis says. But around 80% of the bay's marshes are gone, either filled in for development or
filled in to create dumps for the cities here in the East Bay and where the population put its garbage for decades.
Lewis says there are 30,000 acres of restoration projects that need funding. Measure AA could help get around a third of that done. But that means convincing voters who live nowhere near the shoreline that they have a stake in it.
This is a very tiny tax shared by a lot of people that generates a huge amount of benefit for San Francisco Bay, for people and wildlife.
It's only a latte a month. That's the phrase the tax and spend crowd really likes to use. It bet you dollars to donuts that, you know, we're going to hear that.
John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. The problem with Measure AA, as he sees it, is that everyone would pay the same no matter the size of their property or how much they would benefit.
Whether it is a struggling farm worker family in a very modest bungalow in Gilroy or the Apple campus there in Silicon Valley. And so obviously there are equity issues with respect to this particular proposal.
But Mike Milkey of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group says tech companies will take care of protecting themselves. This measure is about the entire bay, airports, roads, and neighborhoods.
It's the general public. It's the public infrastructure that we all share in and that we all have a risk associated with if it is flooded.
If the measure passes, it'll be a first. Coastal cities like New Orleans have turned to federal grants to protect themselves, but raising money directly from the public for climate change could be a model for other coastal areas.
They're all looking to us, honestly, to see if we can get this done and what are the lessons learned.
In order to pass, Measure AA will need two-thirds of all the votes cast in the nine counties around the bay. Voters will decide on June 7th. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.